Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, our next guest is the author of a book, Secrets of Inspirational Captains Revealed. He was a former Melbourne Storm and Australian Rugby League representative, Scott Hill. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Happy to be here.
Now, this sounds like a great book idea because people are always looking for inspirational stories and kind of tips, I guess, in their life from mentors. Tell us where the germ of the idea actually started from.
I think through both my career and Dave, my co-author, he's an elite physiotherapist, both were always asked questions from the public about wanting to learn from the people that we're with, the coaches and the players that I've been with.
Yeah.
And what I've learned from the people I've been involved with, I found that the best way to learn anything is to learn from the best.
Yeah.
Hence, we wanted to be able to do that and pass it on to parents, pass it on to business people. As you know, anyone that runs a team, we've picked, I guess, the eyes out of these great captains and what they've been able to do through their sport and how people in business can take it. Anyone really that's involved with, I guess, influencing a team or in the team.
And what are the secrets to great leadership, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's the ability to inspire the team around them, to be able to motivate them when they need, to be able to step in and, I guess, handle conflict and be able to handle different personalities at different times, to be able to make the right call when it's needed.
For people that might not be into sport, what do you think that they can learn from people that play sport and the people that you're talking about?
Yeah, I think one of the greatest things about sport is nothing can be hidden. So I think when you talk about business, sometimes you can something can come up on you and before you know it, it can all fall in a real heap.
Mm.
Whereas in sport, every week you're tested and you're vulnerable and you're open. So you make mistakes all the time. So you're continually looking to better things.
Yeah.
Fix things up, whereas in a business sometimes it can come on you too quick and before you know it it's gone too far.
Yeah.
Where when in sport you're encouraged to look for, I guess, your weaknesses and better them all the time.
Yeah.
So it's continual improvement.
And I suppose when you were in your the prime of your career, I mean, you're getting criticism and praise on a daily basis because the media plays such a huge role in sport.
Oh, absolutely. And I was quite fortunate. I was with the Melbourne Storm and you can see the success that they have there. They have a vision there of continual improvement. So every week you're under the microscope, not only by the coaches, but by the teammates around you. And we talk a lot about that in the book, about the importance of feedback and what these great captains and how important that's been in their development as great leaders.
Yeah.
You can't get any better. You only see through your two eyes, but if you can get information from outside to help you on your areas, you can't beat that.
What did you learn about yourself, though, in writing this book, Secrets of Inspirational Captains Revealed?
One of the greatest things that I learned from all these captains, you know, they cover a lot of similar, I guess, scenarios and circumstances with their great leadership, but one thing that stood out the most for me, every one of them were never satisfied with their last victory.
Yeah.
They always and continually look to be better next time. So no matter how many premierships they won or how many games they'd won before, they're always continually looking, how can I be better next week? And I think everyone can learn from that, whether it be business, whether it be a parent, whether it be just a leader of a sports team or a leader of a guides team. And I think, you know, the internet, anything with business these days, if you don't keep up with, you know, social networking, different things like that, if you don't keep up with it, you'll get eaten up. If you're satisfied in your last great sale, and before you know it, if you don't keep on working to be better, you'll get eaten up by the opposition.
Thanks, Scott, for joining us today.
And listen, no worries, for the listeners listening in, the book is called Secrets of Inspirational Captains Revealed by Scott Hill, and it really is it's worth going out and buying. You don't have to be a sports person.
No.
It really is all about, you know, leadership, and it's a great mentoring book, actually.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.